Hey, 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 everybody. This is Jonah Saller, and this is episode one of the Jonah Saller Show. For those of you who do not know me, I am an online entrepreneur, a strength coach, a martial artist, a self-proclaimed natural bodybuilder, a musician, a Christ follower, and many other things, depending on who you ask. This show is started for me to express my thoughts on strength. That is my life's mission and passion in life, is to help the world become a stronger place. And so I'm sharing my thoughts about that. So I'm going to be talking about things ranging from my spiritual walk to mental toughness to strength training and working out in the gym. And my hope is that through these episodes, you would learn something, you would grow stronger, and yeah, that's my aim with this. You know, I'm not hoping to please everybody. I'm probably going to say things that you'll disagree with, but I might say some things that you agree with, and my hope is that regardless of whether or not you hate me or you love me, you're going to learn something from these episodes, and hopefully, my strongest desire is that they will help you to grow stronger as a person in your own life. So seeing that this is episode one and this is the first podcast I've made, which is really exciting for me. I've always been intrigued by the idea of podcasting, but never really knew how to go about it. So I'm super stoked that I get to start podcasting, and seeing that this is episode one, I figured we could just start by talking about my story, telling you about what I'm all about and why I'm making this podcast in the first place, why I'm running a business called Frontline Strength, and what that has to do with you, and why you should give me the time of day to listen. So I'm going to start with just right around the time when I started being more interested by strength training and what kind of spawned that and what that grew into. So growing up, I was a rather shy, skinny kid. I had like zero muscle mass, and the only reason I had a pair of abs was because I was so skinny that, you know, you could see my abs. So there was no muscle development, nothing like that, and I lived that way most of my life. I got picked on a little bit because of how skinny I was, and I was always an easy target for people because I wasn't strong enough to defend myself or fight back. You know, I remember different kids at different stages in life putting me in chokeholds and holding my arms behind my back, and I couldn't do a thing about it. And so I always remember just feeling very insecure and weak. And as time progressed, especially through my high school years, I'm sure a lot of you who are listening to this can relate to this, but through my high school years, I kind of was in an identity crisis where I flat out hated myself, man. I didn't like who I was. I didn't like who I was becoming. I was always conforming to the people around me to be liked. I didn't have a thick skin. So instead of being me, I decided to be like everybody else so that everybody else would like me. And I think that's something that's really easy for a lot of us to do. And that's not just something that as we're kids that we do, but I think that's something we also bring into our adult lives as well. So this was a big problem for me. And I just remember feeling like I had lost myself because I didn't know who I was because I was trying so hard to impress others. And I also just was tired of looking skinny, tired of feeling weak, tired of not being able to defend myself. I wanted to build my confidence in myself. And so I looked first towards my uncle. Some of you may have heard of him. His name is Nick Nilsson. He's coined as the mad scientist of muscle. And this guy's a legend, man. He's one of the pioneers of strength and conditioning online. He was one of the first guys, along with guys like Lee Hayward. He was one of the first guys who started a business online doing strength and conditioning stuff. So a lot of people that are doing it now, I mean, it's overtaken the web, but we've got people like him to thank because he truly was a pioneer, one of the first websites out there. But man, I remember when I was really little, maybe about like 8 or 9, you know, this was before high school and everything. He was a hardcore bodybuilder, you know, with massive like 18-inch arms flexed, and I remember when he would come over for gatherings and different family events and stuff, I would always run up to him and be like, hey, make a muscle, make a muscle. And he'd make a muscle, and I would just be blown away by the size of his biceps and triceps, and I just remember being mesmerized by them. And so it started young for me. There was always something in my mind that just thought that was so cool, just big muscles, man. It was awesome. And I remember we had an old set of encyclopedias laying around the house, and I would always turn to the bodybuilding sections, I would say close to every day. And they had pictures of, you know, Arnold in his prime there, and Frank Zane and all those guys. And they were standing, you know, all oiled up and just flexing. And I could not believe the size of these guys' muscles. It was just amazing to me and awe-inspiring, really. I was just obsessed. And so as time went on, you know, you go into high school and the desire to want to fit in comes along. And let's face it, most people are mediocre. And so fitting in was not lifting and not getting stronger. It was more wearing skinny jeans and chains and growing my hair out and joining the rocker club, right? You know, that was fitting in. So I kind of lost sight of this little spark of passion I had for it for a bit. But after all this insecurity and stuff kind of built up, I remember one day just thinking to myself, man, Jonah, you don't even really know what you want to do with your life. You know, you've been so caught up in making other people happy that you have become lethargic in every aspect of your life and you have zero passion for anything. So I remember I was really burdened by this, not knowing what I wanted to do. And I sat down for a while and thought about it. And over the course of time, I kind of concluded, well, you know what? I've got an uncle who's in fitness. I think getting bigger would make me feel better about myself. Maybe I'll just become a personal trainer. Yeah, that sounds like fun. So I decided I was going to try to get a personal training certification, and that sounded like a good option. And again, there was really not a lot of passion at this point. It was mostly just a desire to want to do something that made me feel good about myself and made me feel a sense of worth, right? So I started going to College of Lake County, and I hopped into their health and wellness promotion course, which was huge for me. I learned so much about physiology and anatomy. I learned about my favorite class that I took there was kinesiology and biomechanics, which basically teaches you about movement. You know, it teaches you what the muscles' functions are, how they move, which gives you a much better idea of how to adequately and properly hit these muscles for the purpose of muscle hypertrophy or strength. So I remember learning so much. At the same time, you know, Nick had been wonderful in helping me because I had expressed an interest in getting stronger and bigger. And so he wrote me my very first program and I started training. And this was probably about 2014 here, maybe 2013, right towards the end of right when I was finishing high school. So I struggled a lot with putting on muscle because I was so skinny. I trained and trained and trained, but didn't really have my diet dialed in, so I didn't gain a ton of muscle. And it was through this time that I began to discover that, you know, I really enjoyed the heavy lifting. It wasn't necessarily the bodybuilding pump training that like really lit a fire underneath me. It was the heavy training. So I began moving more away from bodybuilding and more into strength training, which was awesome. I was really enjoying it, and I was starting to realize that I was pretty good at it too, and I was impressing some of my friends with the amount that I could deadlift, and that was about it because my squat and bench sucked. So yeah, my deadlift was my main exercise that I really spent a lot of time trying to get good. So I ended up working up to a 465-pound deadlift, which to most people doesn't sound that impressive, but I weighed about 160 pounds at the time. And then I started really getting into partial training where I would do rack pulls and stuff with weights upwards of 600, 700 pounds, which a lot of my friends and stuff were really impressed by, and it made me feel good about myself. So as I trained harder and worked more towards strength, I also picked up martial arts. I began training over at Ohana Martial Arts in Grays Lake. Illinois. Here's a free plug to Chris over there. Man, he's got good training over there. Amazing jiu-jitsu coach. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu with a couple degrees. And yeah, he also has been trained by Dan and Santo, one of Bruce Lee's training partners. He's been trained in the art of Jeet Kune Do, which is one of Bruce Lee's, what he's most famous for. So I began training some martial arts on the side as well. And as I lifted, I also got better at defending myself. You know, I started learning how to punch. I started learning how to kick. I started learning how to take down people and choke them out. And so I began to feel very powerful, and my confidence began to grow. So it was around this time, at the beginning of 2015, right in like early May, I would even say towards the end of April, that I started thinking, you know what, I really love what I'm doing, and I wanna figure out a way to make it my own. So I don't want to get a job at a gym, because if I get a job at a gym, they're just going to tell me exactly what I need to do, and I'm going to have to conform to their standards. So I'm going to start my own business. So in the spring of 2015, I created Frontline Strength, and it was a phenomenal experience for me. And I asked my parents, I said, hey, mom and dad, I got a lot of equipment in the garage. Can I train clients out of there? To which my parents were gracious enough to say, yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll let our cars sit out in the winter and freeze, and you can have the garage for your gym. So huge thanks to my mom and dad, man. They gave me so much growing up, and one of the greatest things they gave me was the ability and the freedom to be able to pursue what I loved and, yeah, work hard towards it. So I started training clients out of the garage, and things went from me just learning how to start programming people to getting better and better and better. And before I knew it, you know, I had built up quite a little name for myself in my small circle of people that I trained. And I did really good. I brought a lot of people results. And the more I did it, the better I got. And I started feeling really good about myself, because I was training harder, and I, in the process of writing programs for clients, I was also getting better at writing programs for myself. So my training was improving, and in turn, you know, my physical appearance was improving. My strength was going up, my size was going up, and I was feeling really good. So I kept us up until right around towards the end of 2017 into 2018. I began to kind of feel a dissatisfaction with what I was doing, and I wasn't quite sure why. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. I figured, well, is it just because I'm training out of the garage and I don't have my own facility? What's going on? Why is this not fulfilling to me? And so I began to just try to think of alternative ways to try to find happiness. You know, I was like, well, this is not working for me anymore. I'm not really being fulfilled by training clients. What's going on? So I ended up applying and getting a internship at a gym in Libertyville. And I worked with those guys for a bit. And I really enjoyed my time there. I enjoyed learning. I learned a lot from them. I learned a lot from one of the coaches that they brought in, who's a very world-renowned guy and very smart when it comes to the human body. And my time there was invaluable, but as I got into the swing of doing group classes and training people, I realized again, you know, it didn't click with me, man. It was not feeling right. I felt like I was being stifled, and I felt like I really hadn't pinpointed my passion. At this point, I was really passionate about maybe training wrestlers will be my thing, because, you know, I really like combat sports and I'm a strength and conditioning coach. So how about I strength and condition wrestlers, because that's my favorite sport. And yeah, that'll be great. So I told them, hey, thanks for the internship. I'm going to have to leave. This is not what I'm passionate about. I got to pursue my own thing. So I went back to pursuing Frontline Strength again, and this time trying to make it more combat athlete oriented. This fell through as well, and I realized this was not fulfilling me, and I was struggling so hard to figure out what was wrong. So at this point, I went into like a deep seclusion. I went away from the world. I went away from strength training. I pretty much left social media, and I went into a place of just trying to have some self-discovery and figure myself out. And through this is really honestly where I believe the story begins, is right here. Because in this process, I realized what was missing was God. And I know not everybody who listens to this podcast or is going to be listening to this podcast has a very deep relationship with God or acknowledges that there is a God. And that's okay. But what I need to express and what I need to communicate is that without God, I had zero purpose, and through God, I found my purpose and my passion. And so now that I've relaunched Frontline Strength, now that I have this podcast going, it's essential that I share why I have passion for what I'm doing again, and why I believe that this passion is something that's never going to run out. So in the course of creating Frontline Strength, and in the course of this most recent relaunching of the company, I have developed what I call the triad of strength. And it consists of three parts, and I believe that these three parts are essential to becoming a master of strength, which is what I am all about. If you're not a master of strength, and you're not seeking mastery of strength, and this is in many different forms, then you have zero business, you know, even trying. You know, if you're not set on mastering it, then why even try? Nothing worth doing. What I'm basically trying to say is it's not worth doing anything if your goal is not to master that thing that you're doing. So the triad of strength, let me break it down for you. It starts with spiritual strength, which is also your grounding. Then your mental strength, which is your will. And then you have your physical strength, which is your action. And to break them down even further, the spiritual strength and the grounding, this is your identity. This is what encompasses everything that you do, say, think, breathe, experience. This is your life fuel, if you will. This is the spirit within you that allows you to go into the world and conquer the things that you want to conquer. So for me, this is Jesus Christ, and this was found in Christianity, because I was looking around at life and I was saying, man, I feel so unfulfilled. And the reason was is that everything in life is not meant to be permanent. You know, I mean, we're all on a journey right now. We're all chasing something. But at the end of the day, whether that's success, money, you know, a nice house, a nice family, whatever the case may be for you, at the end of the day, you're going to die, and I'm going to die. So what does it matter if we're running through life accomplishing thing after thing after thing and getting higher and higher in the quote-unquote world of status, if at the end of the day, we're all going to die? I mean, I kind of came to that conclusion that everything's pointless if I'm just going to die. Why should I even try to do anything if I'm going to die? And the truth of the matter is, it's because nothing here on this earth is meant to last. But the one thing that never changes, the one thing that stays the same, is God. He states in the Bible that he never changes, that he will always remain the same regardless. So this is just the ultimate truth to me, is that I had to ground myself in something that was not going to change, was not going to abandon me. And I found that in Christ, and I think that, you know, I really truly believe that this is the only place that you will ever find peace, satisfaction, and happiness. And seeking truth and seeking wisdom is, in my opinion, the mark of every person. If you're not seeking truth and not seeking wisdom, you're failing. You're failing in life. And what my grounding has afforded me is because in the Bible, it talks about how through Christ, you're a completed work, lacking in nothing, that we possess the righteousness of Christ and we are seen by God as basically the way he sees Christ. I now have access to unlimited confidence, unlimited freedom, and I no longer have to care about what any person thinks of me. Like if somebody right now were to write after this podcast, man, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It has zero effect on me because I'm living the truth that I have found, And because of that truth, there's no way that I can be derailed from that. Does that make sense? Like, when you believe something so much and that thing has changed your life in such a radical way, it's impossible for anything else to become more important than that. People's opinions are not more important than that. My marriage is not more important than that. My friendships, my relationships, my work, my status in society, none of that is that important when it comes to where I'm grounded. I'm grounded in something so sure, something that states it'll never change. So why does anything else matter, right? So this was the biggest turning point for me. So the spiritual strength is your grounding. That's where you find everything. Then your next step is your mental strength, and this is your will. And your will comes out of your grounding, right? If you're grounded, you're going to then, your moral standards and your moral compass that's in your head, basically, is going to be guided by your grounding. So, for example, my will now is I want to speak truth. I want to spread this amazing feeling of being grounded that I have with the world. So I'm doing that through, hey, a podcast, through posts on Instagram, posts on Facebook, YouTube videos. I'm sharing my truth now because my will is dictating to me that this is what I'm supposed to do. So, and the will doesn't necessarily just have to go with spiritual stuff now, right? Because everything is interconnected. So my workouts in the gym and stuff, that's a spiritual experience. And the reason I say that is, you know, in the Bible it says your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So what am I doing? I'm enacting that it's a temple by taking care of myself. I'm not going to sit around and stuff my face with the junk and become fat and lethargic, because that's not taking care of my body. So now my will says, this is what your grounding says. Here's what you need to do. And then the last step, and this is the one that I think everybody spends way too much time in and doesn't focus on the other two, is your physical strength, you know? And that's your action. So this would be holding the door open for that person that you see. That would be, you know, training in the gym and approaching a deadlift bar with absolute confidence that you're going to crush it. And I think that so many people focus on this physical element that even when they're thinking that they're grounded and they're confident, they're not, because they lack these other two elements. And I know this for myself, and I know this is the reason I was so discontented with the work that I was doing, is literally because of this. I was so focused on strength training and lifting because I wanted to become somebody else, because I didn't like myself and I thought this was going to make me happy, that I lost sight of what actually would make me happy. Now that I have Christ, I don't have to lift and train as if that's going to be my satisfaction, because I know it's not. I know that this now is just an avenue for me to better grow closer to God, and a way for me to just express myself, right? God has blessed us with many gifts, talents, desires, and those things are all good. He delights in that, and I can feel His delight in that. And that's awesome. So I'm so passionate about what I'm doing now, because I truly want to help people to be strong and well-rounded in all areas. And one of the things I noticed with my clients that was starting to drive me crazy is most of them would come in and they would train and they would, you know, get stronger and stronger in the gym, but they'd also come in and start talking about, you know, deeper personal matters, things that were bothering them, self-esteem issues. And I was realizing, man, I'm helping them get stronger, but I'm really kind of just putting a Band-Aid on the bigger problem, because they're all in here trying to escape the same thing that I am, ourselves. We don't like ourselves, so we're doing something to try to make us feel better about ourselves. If we're not grounded, nothing else matters. So now my goal with my business, now my goal with Frontline Strength, is to help people get grounded first so that they can truly enjoy all the other things without this sense of pressure that they have to find themselves in it, right? Imagine going to the gym because you hate yourself, and so you're trying to make yourself more likable so you can look at yourself in the mirror and feel good. Man, that's miserable. That's not loving your body. That's not taking care of yourself. That's just misery. But if you're grounded and you go in the gym and you're training, then when you flex in the mirror or you get that 500-pound deadlift, then you feel really good because it's not about your satisfaction. That's just a little cherry on top. You've already got your grounding. You don't need anything else anymore. So the whole point of this podcast, the whole point of this company is to help people get stronger in these three areas. And obviously this podcast was a little jumbled and rambling for a while because I was kind of trying to condense my story and my thoughts into one podcast episode. So in the future, most of these episodes are going to be more concise and focused in on one particular thing. And it's not always going to be all over the place on all three of these areas. Like sometimes I'll talk, you know, more about a spiritual topic. Other times I'll talk directly about mindset. And other times I'll talk just straight up about the gym and about deadlifts and stuff and why they're amazing for you and how to do them properly and stuff like that too. So in general, I just want this podcast to be something that uplifts people and helps them to get stronger. So in closing, the last thing I want to leave with you is my very, very favorite verse in the Bible. And this comes from Proverbs chapter 2. And it's verse 3 through 5. It says, "Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." And this, ladies and gentlemen, is how I try to live my life. I want to call out for insight and raise my voice for understanding, and I want to seek it like silver. And it promises us that if we do this, we will find the knowledge of God. And to me, finding the knowledge of God and growing in wisdom is strength. Growing in wisdom is something that's not only going to affect your grounding, it's going to affect your mental capacity, it's going to affect your ability to put things into action, and it's going to encompass everything. Think about this. If you're a grounded person, your will is going to dictate good things, and your action is going to back that up. If you have a fear of speaking in front of people, but you're grounded, you're going to be able to still speak in front of people. You're not going to be able to if you're not grounded, because then your worth is in what those people think of you. But if you're grounded, it's not going to matter. So my prayer for you and for the people listening to this is that you are inspired to maybe think about strength in a little bit different way. I think we think about it sometimes too one-dimensionally, and I'm trying to break out of that mold and think about it in a deeper sense of the word. So I appreciate you listening. This has been episode 1 of the Jonah Saller Show, and this is Jonah Saller signing off until next week. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate your support, and I love you all. Let's grow stronger together.